This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, the time has come. It's a holiday tradition. Eventually, in the future, one day, TNT will take a continuous loop of this story and play it over and over and over for 24 hours on Thanksgiving. It's an important part of a lot of family traditions. Some really storied American families like the Joneses, the Kennedys, the Kardashians, the McEwans. But it's very powerful. It helps everybody understand the true spirit of Thanksgiving. And now telling his crazy, shocking, disturbing, sordid tale of Thanksgiving fun and misery, here's Ben Rogers.
Thank you, Skin. And I would like to dedicate this year's annual retelling of the Gravy Gone Set It Off to Michael McEwan and his beautiful family. This is a story of Thanksgiving failure that for some reason gives everyone tremendous joy when they hear how horrible it was for me one Thanksgiving many, many years ago.
To me, it's the holiday version of Curb Your Enthusiasm over and over and over again.
I mean, I've told this story so many times now annually. I'm not even sure how many years ago it was. Do you have a good idea of which Thanksgiving this was?
I believe that we were at ESPN at the time.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Are we allowed to say that?
ESPN Radio.
We've been here 5 years.
So we've been back here for 4 years. So I think this story is 6 years old. That's my guess.
Okay. If you're just hearing this for the first time, or if you're hearing this for the seventh time or whatever it may be, thank you for listening. But here's the situation. I come from a family of three brothers. I'm the middle son. I'm the black sheep. My older brother, he's the CMO of Walmart. He's one of the most successful humans on the planet. Mm-hmm. My younger brother owns his own branding agency. He's one of the most successful humans ever. Each guy's master's degree, straight A students, brilliant, just really smart, funny, successful dudes. I was the guy who called my dad to say, "Dad, I'm dropping out of college to be a rapper with Skin."
Pretty good decision.
Appreciate your support on that.
You got me, dog.
And I was the black sheep. And so I took a very strange route to getting where we are. And there were several terrible jobs along the way. I worked in a ceiling fan factory. Think about that.
That choice. I thought that was one of your better choices.
I worked in credit card collections. I'd call people during their dinner and tell them to pay their credit card. It was hell.
It's nice to know that I have a friend that can put together a fan if I need him to.
I sold shoes, women's shoes. I was Al Bundy. I've had horrible jobs and made terrible decisions all along the way. And so there was a moment in my life where I felt like I had grown up. I got out of school, got a degree, had started making money, had a decent job. And you know what? I was like, I wanted to step up and be a big boy. My dad had passed away. He was no longer with us. And I thought, you know what? Our family is, you know, we got my brothers now in Arkansas. And I want to bring the family together. Let's host Thanksgiving at my house. I'm going to step up. I got a house now. We're gonna have the holidays at our house. This is very powerful and meaningful for my family. I'm going to step up because I'm the black sheep that was never supposed to be able to host the whole family at his house for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to step up and I'm going to do it. And so I started sending out text messages. I said, you know what? We're hosting Thanksgiving at our house this year. Done deal. Everybody can stay at our house. Come to town. We're going to have an elaborate food set up. The menu's going to be off the charts. It's on and popping at our house.
I remember because your brothers texted me and they're like, man, we're really skeptical about this, but it appears that Ben has finally grown up, so we're going to give it a whirl. And I was like, good luck, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Well, I didn't check with my wife before I volunteered us to host Thanksgiving.
What?
And of course, I don't really do any of the heavy lifting at all.
You're more of a greeter.
I'm more of an eater.
Yeah.
And so, well, Kat, my wife, was also pregnant at the time. Mm. So here I was. What?
Shout out Jesse Holly.
So, no, it's mine, sir.
Oh, okay.
So here I am saying, I think she brought it up to me. She was like, what? did you just volunteer us to host Thanksgiving? I was like, yes, it's going to be so mean. She was like, she looked at me like she wanted to murder me.
It's going to be great for me, honey.
I mean, if her eyes were like shotgun barrels. It was like she was murdering me with the look she gave me. And she's pregnant, and I just volunteered her right. to cook food for like, I don't know, 12 people.
Right. We're all like Charlie Rose types, just ready to sit back to be served our Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. I'm like, honey, you got this. You're pregnant belly. You've
we're
got this.
Men. Feed us. Ah.
So it really wasn't a big sacrifice that I was making. I was throwing her under the bus. It was really stupid. But I was carried away in the emotion of my dad being gone. And I was right. proud that I'd made it to a point in my life where I could do something that was big boy style. And look, my older brother, both my brothers, so successful. But Tony, my older brother, being out of town in Arkansas, you know, this was a big moment, you know, to step up and say, I got this one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to host it at my house. And right. so I could hear the skepticism in his voice as I was planning it. But he was going along with it. He's a supportive, great brother. Jonathan, my younger brother, exact same way. My mom, they were all on board.
Tony likes bits. He wanted to see what this bit was going to be.
So anyways, it's time for me to impress them. Well, Kat was like, God, I'm pregnant. I'm not making this food. I'm not doing this. But she had been watching Ellen. And Ellen had just talked about this big Groupon.
Oh, yeah.
And Ellen had backed this Groupon somehow, or my wife had found out about it. And my wife had already had some failures with Groupon. There was the one year where she found a Groupon where you could go on a limousine ride with all these couples in our neighborhood. We're all going to go and look at Christmas lights and a limousine. And, you know, it's going to be like $4. And you can take five couples and you can all fit into this limousine. And it'll show up and it's the best thing ever. So we have all these people at our house and a guy pulls up in an 81 Lincoln. And we're like, what? What? Did you? So we've had Groupon fail. So I was skeptical, but I had painted her into a corner. Mm-hmm. So what am I going to say to my pregnant wife? No, you're making it. And so I just said, you know what? I don't really know much about Groupon except that limo ride failure for Christmas lights. So let's go with it. Ellen backs it. I love Ellen. You like Ellen. I like Ellen.
I love Ellen.
Let's do it. So the gourmet Thanksgiving. And man, to hear this thing laid out and the Groupon was like, oh, it's a gourmet chef that's been received these awards, these restaurants. Here's all the courses you get. And it is a spectacular extravaganza. There's a limited number of these Groupons. So you better get it while the getting's good. And woohoo, we got it. So we're set. She reserved it. She got it. So I'm like, oh, my God, okay.
A Wolfgang Puck Thanksgiving delivered to our door.
We start getting closer to this thing, and I'm like, so how does this work, honey? Are they going to deliver it? They're catering it? She goes, no, you got to go get it. I was like, I got to go get it? Well, so we still cook it. She goes, just trust me. You go to this place. Is it a restaurant? She goes, I don't know. They gave me an address.
Go meet Mr. Groupon, and he'll hand you the food.
Well, so it's the day before Thanksgiving that you're supposed to go pick it up.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, this just something doesn't feel right about this. And Tony, you know, is already at the house, and mm-hmm. he's in town from Arkansas with his family, and he works really hard. And so he's, you know, he's sitting there with a, you know, just kind of drinking this all in and having fun that little bro's hosting. And
his first day off in 5 years.
He goes, wait, you have to go pick it up? I'm like, yeah. So, and I'm like, I know I'm concerned too, but now I'm trying to ease his concern. I'm like, oh, yeah, but it's, you know, it's right down the road, and this is how it's done, and it's a gourmet, and it's Ellen back this, Tony. Ellen, you know Ellen.
Ellen loves to make Thanksgiving dinner.
And so he goes, do you mind if I go with you? And I'm like, sure, come with me. Let's go.
Like, I don't want to miss this.
So it turns out it's not that far away from our house. And I'm like, okay, this must be like a storefront, like a honey baked ham store or something. Mm-hmm. So we drive to the location, and it's an office building.
Oh. Yeah. All the greatest food meals are prepared at office buildings.
It's like a 4-story office building or something. I'm like, huh, this is interesting. I thought it'd be a storefront, like a... You know, there'd be a Pizza Hut next door or something, you know, maybe a Kinko's or something. This is interesting. Okay, so it's an office building.
Is there a suite number to go to?
Yeah, there's a suite number. It's like the third floor. So I'm thinking, what, there's a restaurant in this building? I'm like, who is the gourmet chef in here? So Tony is already starting to question this, and he's like, no, we're good. Let's go in. Let's go see what, let's go ahead and see where the wormhole goes. And so we are the rabbit hole. So we go in, we go up to the third floor, and we get off the elevator. And there's chaos. I mean, there's people on cell phones walking around. There's people kind of arguing, and there's trying. Can I speak to a manager? You just keep hearing that. And I look, and like, there's not even a a permanent company marquee there. There's a someone had taped up something they printed off a printer that said Groupon turkeys and point like an arrow pointing to. And I'm like, okay. And so I'm like, all right, get off the elevator. I go, that makes sense. Maybe there's just so much traffic that. And so we go over there, and even the office space had a printed out thing on it, Groupon turkey. It was like on the glass door to walk in the office. I walk in, and this receptionist, she didn't know what she was doing. She was trying to put out about a million fires. I finally get a chance to talk to her, and I'm like, so, busy day, huh? And she's like, oh, you have no idea. And I'm like, okay, well, we're just here to pick up our stuff, and my name's Rogers. And she goes, yeah, so there's, but you're going to want to go in that conference room right there. I was like, no, we're just here to pick up the food. She's like, see that conference room right there? And I'm looking in there. There's people pacing. There's some people sitting down. Everyone's on a cell phone. There's panic everywhere. And I'm like, who, can I talk to a manager? And my brother taps him. He's like, yeah, we need to go in that conference room, Ben. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, so let's go in the conference room. And I'm already starting to feel embarrassed. I'm like, man, I've blown this. But I still think there's a chance it'll work out.
Because the conference room usually has a big table in it. Think of all the food that'll be on that table.
I've always learned that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and I'm pretty much a human whisperer. I love working with people and getting a deal. And so I was like, yeah, let me talk to a manager here. So finally someone shows themselves, and they're ready to talk. And I'm like, what's going on here? They're like, look, this is chaos. There's been some accidents. There's been a problem. I'm like, so you're the manager? They're like, yeah. And I was like, well, so what is going on? They're like, look, I've only worked here for one day. I'm like,
they're a manager already.
One day? One day? And the receptionist was the same way. It's like they just learned of the company 5 minutes ago. Like, yeah, I'll be the receptionist. And so we go in, I'm laying on my best. I'm like, hey, listen, you know, I'm a radio host, and we'd love to, you know, like, we did this deal with Ellen, and, you know, I've been trying to tweet Ellen to see what's going on here. And I'm like thinking I'm getting somewhere, and they're like, look, here's the deal. I'll pull you aside since you're in the know here. If you look out that window, you're going to see a truck. Our truck that carrying the food was involved in a terrible accident.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, oh, no, the 18-wheeler carrying all this food flipped. And I'm like, yeah, it's right out there in the parking lot if you don't believe me. And I'm like, oh, no, this If when someone's already saying, if you don't believe me, just look out this window at this wreckage, you know that's a real problem. And I look out the window, and it's just a pickup truck with a bunch of food in it, and clearly the back part of it had been smashed. And so all this food is frozen food is melting in the back. It's just like someone went on a Sam's run. It's nothing special. And it's all melting in the bed of this pickup truck that's parked and wrecked on the first floor. And I'm like, that's all the food? That's all? Like, look, here's the deal. A lot of these people are going to be upset because we just can't, because of this accident, we can't accommodate everyone. But because you are who you are, we're going to take care of you. We got a short list of people who bought the Supreme package, the all-out package. And if you bought that package, whatever it is, we think there's going to be a pickup opportunity tomorrow. And I'm like, tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day? They're like, yeah, there's going to be a pickup opportunity tomorrow. We're going to alert you, and we'll tell you where it is if it happens. I'm like, if it happens? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, you morons! And so they're like, okay, we're gonna let you know. And I'm looking over at my brother Tony, and he's silent. He's not saying anything, but his smile says everything. He's having the best time. I've known him for, 40 years at that point or whatever, and he's having the most fun I'd ever seen. But he's not really, he's not really saying anything. And so, anyways, I call Kat, and I'm like, hey, we got a problem. And of course, now I'm leaning on her going, hey, I told you this wasn't going
to
work.
Kat, look what you've done to my special Thanksgiving that I promised my family.
Yes. And she's like, that's all right. She goes, I'll call First Cafeteria. I'll call around. She got First Cafeteria, ended up having like a turkey left. And
First
came through in the mix. And
love
her. So anyways, we're set. We had Thanksgiving food. But Tony still wanted to see how this was going to play out.
Uh-huh.
And so they called and they were like, hey, listen, there's going to be a pickup location. I'm like, is this a drug deal? I don't understand. Are you sliding me a turkey on the down low? Are you going to be in a parking garage? And they're like, actually, yes, it is a parking lot. I'm like, what? You want me to meet you in a parking lot to get a Thanksgiving turkey? I'm not homeless. All right? I'm trying to put on a show here for my brother. I'm trying to high roll.
Oh, you're putting on a show,
my
all right.
God. And so it turns out it was an Uncle Julio's parking lot off the tollway.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, the hell with that. We've got furs. We're not going. And Tony grabs me and he looks at me with the most serious look he's ever had. And he goes, oh, yes, we're going. We will be going to that Uncle Julio's parking lot. I'm like, oh, my God. all right, we got to see this through. And he is having the best time ever. And anyway, so we go to this, we already have Thanksgiving back up, and yeah. So we're good. But we go to this Uncle Julio's parking lot. I don't see anybody in the parking lot. I'm like, what? Surely it's going to be like a food truck, right? Or an ice cream man van at least.
And there's nothing more packed than a restaurant parking lot midday Thanksgiving.
right. Finally, I realize, oh my God, that pickup truck backed in over there in the corner of the lot mysteriously with a large man inside it. And he looked just like Huel from Breaking Bad. He was maybe 500 pounds. And I'm like, all right, this is so sketchy. He goes, no, go over there. Tony's like, go over there. So we pull up, and I drive real slowly, and the guy's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, this is awkward. He gets out with a clipboard, and he goes, hey, are you here to pick up a bird? I'm like, what? And he goes, are you here to, did you order the Groupon? I was like, oh, yes, sir, we did. Yes, sir, we did. We ordered the Groupon. And we're sitting there, and the guy, Huel, he goes, all right, let me check you. He goes, yeah, I don't have you on the list. I was like, that's fine. Yeah, we're good. All right, thank you anyways. And my brother leans over. He's like, no, we're on the list. Check again. It's Rogers. He bought it through Ellen. It's an Ellen Groupon. And yeah, we went over to that office building over there, and they said to come here. And, and I'm like, oh, my God. So the guy's like looking at Tony in the car in the passenger seat. And he goes, all right, man, I got you. And so I'm like, he talked his way into this. And so the guy goes, all right, let's see. What all did you have in the package? Did you have mashed potatoes? And Tony's like, I'm just silent right now. I'm so defeated. Tony's like, yep, we had that. So he grabs like a box of mashed potatoes from Sam's that's in the back of his truck. It's not even being chilled. It's just a little bit of a chilly day. And so he's like, yep, got that. Did you have green beans? Did you have a pecan pie? And Tony's like, yep, we had the max package. We had the everything. We had that. And so the guy's pulling all this stuff out of this truck. And then he's just carrying it over, putting it in the car, and Tony's helping him load it up. He's like, this looks delicious. It's just a Sam's Run. And so the guy's like, can't forget the best thing. Got to get the bird. Y'all got the bird, right? And we're like, yes, we ordered a turkey. And so he goes and gets this one. This one's in the front of the car, and it's in a white trash compactor trash bag.
Oh, man.
The turkey was in a trash bag. And, man, I'm telling you, that thing looked like a vulture. It looked like it was, it was unhealthy. I mean, it was unhealthy probably to just have it in our car. And so he loads up gives us the bird, and I'm like, let's just get the hell out of here. And the guy is, this Huel guy is trying to give us this customer service. Like, he's done something amazing.
He liked Tony. He was really impressed. Oh, he wanted to hook you guys up.
He's thought we've connected. I'm as humiliated as I've ever been trying to impress my older brother. And so
I mean,
you're
going to be doing this every year from now on after this customer service.
I want to peel out. I want to leave so fast. I want to screech the tires and leave. And Tony's small talking this guy. And like, oh, this is great, man.
Thanksgiving miracle.
And I remember Tony had, he had a red Solo cup he was drinking out of. And so, he's sipping on this drink, whatever it is. And we're sitting there, talking to this guy. I'm like, can we go now? And the guy looks at Tony. He goes, now, did y'all get the gravy? You can't forget the gravy now. And I'm like, and Tony's like, yeah, we got to have gravy. Gravy's the best part. We got to have the gravy. I don't think you gave us the gravy. What does it look like? And he goes, oh, no, I got the gravy up front with me. And the guy, Huel from Breaking Bad, goes over to the front cab of his pickup truck. And now he pulls out the biggest Kool-Aid pitcher I've ever seen, and there's foil on the top of it. And it's full of gravy. Giant thing of turkey cream Thanksgiving gravy.
Oh, man.
And it's like, it's so heavy that the veins are popping out of his Huel arm as he carries it over to our car. And I'm like, is he going to dunk this? You know, just dump it on me? Is he going to pour it on? Why is he bringing a pitcher? Is he going to give us this whole pitcher? And I'm like looking down, trying to make room. Where am I going to put this pitcher? And he just looks at me like I should already have something out to pour the gravy. I'm like, what?
Did you not bring your gravy container?
Like, do you have a cup or something? I'm like, no, we're good. We don't need gravy. And Tony is taking a sip, and it's like trying to keep it from coming from his nose. He's like, yeah, I got this red Solo cup. We got a cup. And he rolls his window down, and he pours the rest of his drink out, and he hands Huel the red Solo cup. And Huel is so excited by this, and he's like, oh, yeah. And so Huel starts pouring the gravy out of the biggest Kool-Aid pitcher you've ever seen. He peels the foil back, and he starts pouring cream gravy in an Uncle Julio's parking lot at about maybe 64 degrees outside, and he starts pouring it into the Solo cup as if he is like the greatest chef in the history of mankind, and this is a gift he's bestowing upon us. He looks upon the gravy as if it's this Thanksgiving miracle, and he goes, "Oh yeah, this gravy gonna set it off." The gravy gonna set it off. And it the gravy going into this cup, it was so thick, it was like thunk, 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 thunk. And I'm like, this giant man is sweating and hulking over this Kool-Aid pitcher, pouring gravy, the thickest gravy ever, into this red Solo cup, and I'm trying not to vomit. And he hands it to me, and I don't even say a word. I don't even look at him. I take it and hand it to Tony. And Tony just looks at me and goes, "Yep, thanks a lot." And we take off, and we go home, and basically just threw all that crap in the trash.
Oh, y'all didn't prepare it?
No, we threw it all in the trash. It was all garbage. Throughout the rest of the night, people kept going to look at the turkey just to see how terrible it was. But that is the annual retelling of the gravy. Gonna set it off. Screw you, Groupon.
That's my all-time favorite holiday story. That'll be made into a Netflix special.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.